Welcome to Masechet Seiduyos, Berachas, Mishnah Zayin, Chapter 8, Mishnah 7. The Mishnah begins. Amar Rabbi Yeshua said, Mekubal ani Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, I have a Kabbalah, something that's been passed down from Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Sheshama me Rabbi, that he heard from his Rabbi, Verabba me Rabbi, and his Rabbi from his Rabbi, stretching all the way back, Halacha l'Moshe miSinai. They heard this concept already from Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai. Rabbi Baruch Hu showed Moshe Rabbeinu each future generation and those people that would be responsible to ensure Torah's transmission and the different institutions that they would make. So what is this particular thing that he heard? She'ein Elyo bolatame ulatamer taher l'rachek ulakarev. The job of Elyo HaNavi at the time of Mashiach is not to make something tame or tahar, to bring something close or further. Ela rather, l'rachek hamikaravim bizraya ulakarev hamruchakim bizraya. Which means to say the following, to distance those people who have used strength and manipulation to bring themselves into the Jewish nation. That means to say that they have psulim, they have issues with their lineage, and they may not be permissible to marry to the Jewish community or marry Kohanim, and they strong-arm themselves in. Elyo HaNavi will distance those people and say, I'm sorry, you can't be part of mainstream Klal Yisrael. And Lekarav HaMruchakim Bizraya, and to bring close those people who other people have distanced them forcibly, have pushed them out, as we'll see later in the Mishnah, and Elyo HaNavi will come along, and Elyo HaNavi will welcome those people back into the regular ranks of Klal Yisrael. The Mishnah gives an example. Mishpachas Beis Tzrifa, Hasib Evar Yad, and there was a family called Beis Tzrifa that lived on the other side of the Yarden River. Verichaka Ben Tzion Bizrei, there was a fellow by the name of Ben Tzion, who was a big takif. He was a person who has a very strong and overbearing personality, and he distanced his family forcibly from Klal Yisrael. They were really a kosher family, and he told everyone not to associate, not to marry with them, because they are not a kosher family, they're posel. Vaidacheres, there was another family, which the Mishnah doesn't want to mention the name because it's not appropriate, Ha'isasham, that was really a posel family, and they should not have been able to marry into the Jewish people. The Kerem Ben Tzion Bizrei, Ben Tzria strong-armed his family in so that they should be considered a regular family and people should marry them. Kegoyin Elu, for example, these people that people know that there is a known kashrus or pasos, there is an essential status of these families, just that people manipulated them. Elyo Balatam Latar, Rachel Klav, those families, Elyo, will be back and he will distance. Rabbi Huda says, Lekare Vavaloy Lerachik. Elyo HaNavi will come and bring those families that were pushed away, but not to distance those families that were brought close. Bizrei, they were brought close with strength and forcibly. Rabbi Shimon says, the Hashvay Samachlikas. The point of Elyo is to even out the machlikas between the Chachamim. I guess I'll point out what the right way to do it and make sure to shalom l'shava. Nacham say, Elyo is not coming to distance. He's not coming to bring close. And lastly, shalom b'olam, rather to bring peace in the world. Peace here means that there should be ahava, love, and close between Klal Yisrael with one another. Some people say to make peace amongst Klal Yisrael and the rest of the nations. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, it says here, Hineni, but the actual pasuk is Hinei Anuchi Shaleach Lechem Es Elyo HaNavi. Behold, I will send you Elyo HaNavi Lifnei Bayoy Magodol V'Anera, before that incredible, awesome day. Ve'eshiv Leivavoy Salbonim, Elyo HaNavi will bring back the hearts of fathers on their children, and the hearts of children on their fathers. In other words, the reason we finish off with this particular sentence, besides it's a beautiful way to finish off a Mishnah, is because a lot of what we saw in this previous Mishnah is learned from this Pasuk. According to Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Yehuda, the Pasuk is saying that Elio will let us know in Ruach HaKodesh with divine understanding who the children belong to. So Veheshle Banim Sabanim. According to Rabbi Shimon, Abbas refers to the Chachamim and Banim are the Talmidim, that everybody will agree with one another, there'll be no more machlekes. According to the Chachamim, shalom means peace in the world, that there won't be hatred, and these children and the adults and everyone will come close, and they'll be unified, b'lev echad, with one heart, lasses with tzedavichas and b'shamayim, to do the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mazel tov, I'm finishing yet another amazing mesech, that the Rebbe Hashem should give us a lot of kayach and a lot of focus and the ability to continue to learn Masechta after Masechta until we're Masayim Gan Shas. Thank you so much for being part of our daily Mishnah's commitment. Hatzlacha Rabbah, and have a wonderful rest of your week.